long trash heap finally gets cleared tomorrow. The Knicks lead Sacramento by 5 in the first. Nets trail Detroit by 4 in the first. Rangers beat the Flyers. Devils lost to the Bruins. St. John's rallies to beat Louisville. 33 degrees.
New York spells news. WCBS. News Radio 88. WCBS New York. All news. All day. All night.
WCBS News Time, 8 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm David Dow in Los Angeles. President Clinton is en route home to Washington after visiting U.S. peacekeeping troops in Bosnia and at a staging base in Tazar, Hungary. Among the troops who saw him there, 9 Republican presidential candidates slugged it out in a debate a month before the Iowa caucuses. Then the frontrunner, Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, flew to Milwaukee, where he gave a weary-sounding assessment of the chances for a balanced budget agreement.
If we don't do it, and if we pass up this opportunity, maybe we'll have to wait until another election. I hope not, but maybe that'll be the case. But if we pass it up, it may not come that way again for a while.
President Clinton has added 6 states to the list of those eligible for federal help in cleaning up from the storms of the past week. They are Kentucky, New Jersey, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. Though warmer air has moved into the region, problems persist. In Dale City, Virginia, the giant Potomac Mills shopping mall was closed today when the roof began sagging under the weight of accumulated snow. Why the heavy weather? Some answers from WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman in New York.
What's to blame? What causes the jet stream to land in a pattern so devastating to the east? In recent years, meteorologists have been able to draw a correlation between changes in the water temperature and surface pressure in the tropical Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Recently, a persistent blocking pattern across the Atlantic has deflected cold air and the storm track further south than usual, resulting in frequent heavy snows in Washington, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. In the short term, at least, the good news is that this pattern is breaking down, and a number of tranquil weather days lie ahead, thanks to changes taking place thousands of miles away. Todd Glickman for CBS News, New York.
In Newcastle, Delaware, the father of 1-year-old Daniel Hines faces reckless endangerment charges. Their decision to donate the organs of their slain son led to an upsurge in organ donations in Italy, where the practice is uncommon. I'm David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Explosions in Brooklyn leave 2 buildings burning. New Jersey now considered a federal disaster area. Cloudy, 33 degrees in Midtown Manhattan. Good evening, I'm Wayne Cabot. Nicer weather for the next couple of days. Sunshine, melting, temperatures near or above 40. And the full 5-day forecast in 3 minutes. WCBS News Time, 8:05. Explosions tore through 2 buildings in...